Anna spends a day with her family.
Anna 和家人共度一天.
They visit the zoo and eat ice cream together.
他们参观动物园并一起吃冰淇淋.
In the morning, they eat breakfast together.
早上, 他们一起吃了早餐.
Then, they go to the zoo.
之后, 他们去到动物园.
Anna sees lions and bears.
Anna 看见了狮子和熊.
She is very excited.
她非常兴奋.
At noon, they eat lunch.
中午, 他们吃了午餐.
They eat sandwiches and juice.
他们吃三明治和果汁.
In the afternoon, they enjoy ice cream.
下午, 他们享受冰淇淋.
Anna eats vanilla ice cream.
Anna 吃香草味冰淇淋.
Her family likes ice cream too.
她的家人也喜欢冰淇淋.
Finally, they go home.
最后, 他们回家了.
They say the day was great.
他们说这一天很棒.
At night, they watch TV together.
晚上, 他们一起看电视.
They watch an animal show.
他们看到动物纪录片.
Anna loves animals.
Anna 爱动物.
She has a nice day with her family.
她和家人度过了美好的一天.
Max and his lost cat.
马克思和他丢失的猫.
Max feels very sad because his cat ran away.
马克思感到非常伤心,因为他的猫跑了.
One day, Max looks around the house.
一天, 马克思在房子周围四处寻找.
He goes to the garden.
他去花园.
He calls the cat's name.
他叫了猫的名字.
But no cat answers.
但没有猫回应.
Max sits under a tree.
马克思坐在树下.
He starts to cry.
他开始哭泣.
Then, he hears a meow.
然后, 他听到一声喵喵声.
The cat is behind the tree.
这只猫在树后.
Max is happy.
马克思很高兴.
The cat is happy too.
猫也很高兴.
Max holds the cat gently.
马克思温柔地抱着猫.
The cat falls asleep in his arms.
猫在他怀里睡着了.
Max smiles.
马克思微笑.
He is not sad anymore.
他不再感到伤心.
He found his cat.
他找到他的猫了.
Lisa discovers the world of podcasts.
丽莎发现了播客的世界.
Lisa learns how to use podcasts to get new information and have fun learning.
丽莎学习如何使用播客获取新的信息并享受学习的乐趣.
This introduces her to the world of media and communication.
这把她带入媒体和通讯的世界.
One day, Lisa's friend told her about podcasts.
一天, 丽莎的朋友告诉她播客.
At first, she did not understand what they were.
起初, 她不明白她们是什么.
Then, she searched online.
然后, 她上网搜索.
She found many interesting shows.
她找到了许多有趣的节目.
Lisa started listening every day.
丽莎每天开始听.
She listened on her way to school.
她在去学校的路上收听.
She improved her English with podcasts.
她用播客提高了英语.
She learned many new words.
她学到了许多新词.
Podcasts made her learning fun.
播客让她的学习变得有趣.
She recommended podcasts to her friends.
她推荐播客给朋友.
They started understanding too.
她们也开始理解.
Lisa joined a podcast club.
丽莎参加了一个播客俱乐部.
She met people with similar interests.
她遇到了兴趣相似的人.
They shared their favorite shows.
她们分享她们最喜爱的节目.
Lisa continued to explore new shows.
丽莎继续探索新的节目.
She found shows about animals, science, and music.
她发现了关于动物科学和音乐的节目.
Lisa loves her new interest.
丽莎爱她的新兴趣.
The art of saying goodbye.
告别的艺术.
Tom learns different ways to say goodbye to friends and colleagues while traveling around the world.
Tom在环游世界的过程中学习了不同的告别方式.
Health tips from Grandma.
健康小贴士来自奶奶.
Grandma gives valuable tips on staying healthy by paying attention to your body.
奶奶给出了宝贵的建议. 教我们如何通过关注身体来保持健康.
From massages to drinking tea, her tips are simple yet effective.
从按摩到喝茶, 她的建议简单而有效。
She always says that a smile is the best medicine.
她总是说微笑是最好的药。
To strengthen the legs, she recommends walking daily.
为了加强腿部，她建议每天散步。
She teaches me how to stay calm through breathing exercises.
她教我如何通过呼吸练习来保持冷静。
Although her advice sounds simple, it often works well.
虽然她的建议听起来很简单，但通常效果很好。
She also encourages me to drink plenty of water to keep my skin healthy and hydrated.
她还鼓励我多喝水，保持皮肤健康和水润。
Breakfast highlights the importance of having ample protein.
早餐陷入了她充分的蛋白质的重要性。
She made me realize that adequate sleep is essential for recovery.
她让我意识到充足的睡眠是恢复精力所必须的。
Nature is our place of inner quiet, she says.
大自然是我们内心安静的地方，她说。
Swapping screen time for magazine reading is key to stress reduction.
用杂志交换屏幕时间是减少压力的关键。
She recommends massaging your abdomen clockwise at night.
她建议在晚上顺时针按摩自己的肚子。
This action aids digestion and provides comfort.
这样的动作有助于消化和提供舒适。
She is also fond of aromatherapy and suggests using lavender oil to relax the mind.
她还喜欢芳香疗法，并建议用薰衣草油来放松心灵。
Her wisdom made me realize the importance of self-care.
她的智慧让我意识到自我护理的重要性。
Above all, she taught me how to love myself.
最重要的是，她教会我如何爱自己。
Thanks to Grandma, I have learned many lifestyle habits.
感谢奶奶，我学会了许多生活方式。
The secret of the old clock.
旧钟的秘密。
In an old house, Leo discovers a mysterious clock that shows more than just time.
在一座老房子里，莱奥发现了一只神秘的钟，它显示的不仅仅是时间。